The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. And let's get started right away with this one from Women's Day. Support small businesses. Show some love for budding brands. The online shops listed here are less than 10 years old on Mom and Pop Business Owners Day, March 29th. First, Rebel Nell, as part of their jewelry brand's mission to support women facing barriers to employment, co-founders Amy Peterson and Diana Rogerson hire women from local shelters to be creative designers. And they're showing a necklace, which they're calling the Amy necklace, for $85, and Diana earrings for $115. You can view their work at rebelnell.com. That's rebelnell.com. Next, Perpetual Bliss. Erin Carter uses industrial concrete to create unique home decor like this luxe candle made of concrete, metallic foil, and hand-poured soy wax in her Atlanta studio. It's the concrete round candle from $35 at perpetualblisscompany.com. That's PerpetualBlissCo.com. And Authenticity 50. Everything from husband and wife founders Jimmy and Steph McDonald's bedding and bath brand is made in the U.S. from seed to stitch. Their cotton is grown and woven in states across the country. And they're showing the Heritage Blanket from $99 at Authenticity50.com. That's AUTHENTICITY50.com. Walk This Way. The major health perks of walking are all the reason you need to celebrate Take a Walk in the Park Day, March 30th. It's great for your heart. Research shows that walking briskly can lower your risk of developing high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes just as much as running can, mile for mile. And the brain loves it. Walking increases blood flow to the brain and enhances connections with your noggin. And it keeps your joints healthy. Physical activity strengthens the muscles surrounding joints, so there's more support. From Martha Stewart Living, on our bookshelf, and they're showcasing four books. This month, prepare to be inspired, provoked, and enthralled. Slow food pioneer and Irish national treasure Dorena Allen's book, that's A-L-L-E-N. The book, Forgotten Skills of Cooking, is being reissued with 700 recipes teaching OG skills such as foraging for wild mushrooms, smoking fish, and covering a pot pie with pastry. Next, how much of yourself can you give away without evaporating? One deep thought starter that living legend Margaret Atwood, A-T-W-O-O-D, ponders in the book Burning Questions, a collection of 50-plus essays written over the past 17 years. Next, Lotus Land, the book, showcases the breathtaking titular botanical gardens in Montecito, California, which Polish opera singer Madame Ganna Walska cultivated over 43 years, starting in 1941. Today, 3,400 types of plants flourish on the 37-acre property. Charmaine Wilkerson, that's W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N, gripping debut novel, Black Cake, is a family saga that reads like a mystery as estranged siblings explore the legacy left by their mother, an audio recording of her life story, and, tucked in the freezer, the Caribbean delicacy that gives the book its name. From Better Homes and Gardens, kickstart your decluttering. In her new book, Minimalista, professional organizing expert Shira Gill, that's G-I-L-L, teaches you her flexible approach to right-sizing the amount of stuff in your home and your life. We asked her to highlight her key steps for lighter living. First, there's a couple of asides. Why declutter? It's likely that you currently own more stuff than you need or can easily manage. Most people do. A cluttered living space is a universal stress trigger, whereas paring down can be a form of self-care, freeing you from distraction and noise. Her book details the steps of thinning, organizing, and maintaining your possessions in the book Minimalista, Your Step-by-Step Guide to a Better Home, Wardrobe, and Life. Tools you need, boxes and bags for separating trash, recycling, papers to shred, donations, and items to sell. A bin for items to be relocated or returned, sticky notes and a marker, and Ziploc bags for small items. Another little tiny aside before we get to the meat, create a habit. Practice a 5-minute tidy to reset your kitchen before bed each night. And we begin the actual steps. Set up for success. Shira Gill wants you to look at your accumulated stuff and feel empowered, not daunted, about tackling it. She gives us all permission to break up the job into manageable chunks, take it slow, and celebrate every bit of progress. Here's her advice for getting started. Now go on. You got this. First, the process. My method focuses on one room at a time, one small section at a time. This approach helps you get out of overwhelm, it's all too much, and into action, such as, I finished my sock drawer. The goal, if you don't first clarify your specific goals, you're just moving piles of stuff around. Think about what getting organized would mean to your life. What do you want to create space for? How would you feel? Having clearly defined goals is a great motivator and will help sustain your forward momentum. The edit. Focus on what you want. It is exponentially easier to let go of things that don't support your goals. Let your space inform limits. If you have 35 pairs of shoes but room for only 20, pick your favorites and donate the rest. Ask yourself, is this item adding value to my daily life? Would I buy it for full price again today? Overcoming common challenges. The letting go struggle is real. Get past these mental hurdles to win. First, clinging to the past. Focus instead on creating a home that's filled only with items that are useful, functional, and practical for who you are now, not who you were. Next, scarcity mentality. Asking, what if I need it one day, encourages you to hold on to everything just in case. Instead, allow yourself to let go and move it forward. You'll feel free, light, and liberated. 3, sunk costs. Once you're ready to let go of things you spent a lot of money on, you might be tempted to sell your items, but consider that you might feel better giving them away and freeing yourself from another item on your to-do list. And gift guilt. You are not a rude or ungrateful person for donating a gift you won't use. Pass unwanted things to people who will actually enjoy them. Editing styles. How do you edit? There is no right or wrong way, and your style might vary depending on the room and what it holds. Try one of these approaches. The sweep. Start in one corner of a room and work your way around the space in a circle, editing one small part at a time until you've completed the entire room. In a bedroom, you might edit the dresser top first, then the drawers, then the pile of stuff in the corner, and so on, until you've touched every item and made decisions about what stays and what goes. This method yields great results, even if you're short on time, and ensures that you won't bite off more than you can chew. One category at a time. You still work one room at a time, but you'll edit by category instead of location. If you're editing your home office, start with a paper overhaul, then round up all of your electronics. Then move on to office supplies and later books. This approach gives you the chance to get a realistic sense of volume. How do I have 127 pens? And to determine your ideal number in any given category. What is editing? Editing is simply the process of deciding what to keep and what to let go. This series of small decisions stacks up to create big, fat, transformative results. Pick a single category or a small space to edit, and finish it completely before moving on to the next. This way, you'll never face a massive mess, and you can keep your home intact and livable throughout the editing process. Donating feels even better when it's a charity you're excited to support, like Dress for Success, which gives women access to business attire. Find ones that pick up in your area by going to donationtown.org, that's donationtown.org. And last, things to let go of now. Some of these obvious, some not. Anything broken or damaged. Items coated in dust. Mystery items like random cords and keys. Puzzles and games with missing parts. Unfinished projects. Excess gift wrap supplies. Reusable bags, pens, and pencils. From Millie, Your Money, Your Life. How to buy. Does this ring make me look engaged? For the 2.5 million U.S. couples who plan to get married in 2022, here's what you need to know to put a ring on it. The new rule is there are no rules when it comes to choosing an engagement ring. Sure, brides still opt for multi-carat sparklers, but there's a growing trend toward less traditional options and a desire to support brands whose values align with their own. Likewise, many heterosexual couples are doing away with the antiquated belief that it's the groom's responsibility or prerogative to pick the engagement ring. About 2/3 of couples are now choosing the ring together, according to Brides Magazine. While diamonds continue to be the stone of choice for nearly 9 out of 10 women, couples are increasingly sidestepping the murky economics of excavated stones in favor of lab-grown diamonds, or LGDs, which are chemically, optically, and physically identical to mined ones, but retail for 30 to 50% less. From Good Housekeeping, how to hand wash, give special sweaters, lingerie, and delicates a little TLC. First, mix up sudsy water. Add detergent to the sink or basin as the water is running so it dissolves completely. Give the solution a quick stir to be sure it's fully mixed. Gently place your garment in the suds. Then immerse the garment, submerge your clothing item, gently squeezing the suds through the fabric. Let it soak for 5 to 10 minutes. Turn it over and squeeze again. Soak for 5 to 10 minutes more. The rinse process. Carefully remove the wet garment and drain the sink. Fill with cool water, lay your item in it, and swish to rinse. Squeeze out, don't wring out, excess water. Then roll the garment in a towel. Place the garment flat on a dry towel or a mesh rack, blocking it back into shape. When the top is dry, flip it over to give the back more air. Swap in a dry towel if needed. From Women's Day, easy craft project for you, a no-sew rope coil basket. Traditional rope baskets are sewn for strength, but for a simple display piece, hot glue does the trick and is much faster. Step 1, find a bucket to model your basket on for shape and size. Roll rope in the shape of the bottom of your bucket, hot gluing every inch. Next, with the coiled piece on top of the bottom of the bucket, so your bucket's upside down with the bottom part of the basket laying on top of it, wrap and glue the rope around the outside of the bucket, all the way then. Then remove the bucket from the rope basket shape and add leather handles using rivets. From Real Simple, they road-tested faux meats. We tasted dozens of plant-based products to find the ones that make switching a cinch, not a sacrifice. So here are their picks. Best deli meat, Plant Provisions Smokehouse Plant-Based Deli Slices. This sliced pastrami doppelganger is made from beets, but the dominant flavors are garlic, black pepper, and hickory smoke. As a bonus, each portion has 7 grams of protein and is free of the top 8 allergens, including soy. They are $8 for a 6-ounce package at grocery stores. Next, for best burger, Before the Butcher Uncut Burgers. These have the beefy aroma and flavor you'd expect of a burger, but with a juicy bite that makes them stand out above the rest. They are $7 for 2 patties, available at grocery stores. The best sausage, Beyond Sausage Sweet Italian. The lightly spiced links feature a meaty texture and the same notes of fennel and oregano as the original, minus the pork. They are $9 for a 14-ounce package, and that looks like that has 4 sausages in it, at grocery stores. Best bacon, Light Life brand, Smart Bacon. Real bacon is all about that crispiness and smoky flavor. This brand nails it. $5 for 5 ounces at grocery stores. Next, best meatballs, Trader Joe's Meatless Meatballs. Simmer these tender rounds in your favorite sauce for a robust flavor that's close to Nana's recipe. Just don't tell her. $4 for 16 ounces, that's a whole pound of meatballs, at Trader Joe's. And the best chicken nuggets, Impossible Chicken Nuggets. In both taste and texture, these meaty, juicy morsels are virtually identical to your kid's fave, and they bake in only 11 minutes. Or air fry them for extra crunch. $8 for a 13.5-ounce package at grocery stores. From Good Housekeeping, did you know an act of kindness, like giving a coworker flowers, can boost your mood, lower anxiety, and even help you live longer? With that in mind, get your kids on the kindness train. The following charitable organizations offer kid-friendly volunteer opportunities. First, Lasagna Love. You and your child become chefs and prepare a delicious pasta meal for a local family in need, then drop it off contact-free at their home. The global nonprofit has a network of more than 20,000 volunteers across all 50 states. To get your child cooking, visit lasagnalove.org. That's LASAGNALOVE.org. Project Linus. Help your child learn a skill like sewing, knitting, or crocheting so they can join the Army of Blanketeers and help provide comforting, handmade blankets to kids who are ill or otherwise in need. Find a nearby chapter by going to projectlinus.org. That's projectlinus.org. And a million thanks. Teach your kids about the sacrifices brave men and women make for our country. Then go to amillionthanks.org, that's AMILLIONTHANKS.org, and encourage them to write from the heart thank you notes to active, reserve, or veteran U.S. military members. Switching gears, a few recipes for you. From Woman's Day, well, we know that what we're having for something, for dinner on Something on a Stick Day, which is March 28th. Join us and grill up whatever delicious combo your heart desires. And they've got a quickie glaze finish for you. Baste your kebabs with a sauce like teriyaki during the last 3 minutes of cooking. And for that, they've got the kebabs themselves, pork, pineapple, and red onion kebabs. Active 25 minutes. Total time also 25 minutes, and it serves 4. We need 1 tablespoon brown sugar, 1 teaspoon chili powder, 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin, 1 tablespoon plus 2 teaspoons olive oil divided, kosher salt and pepper, 1.5 pounds pork loin cut into 1.5-inch pieces, 1 medium red onion cut into 8 wedges, each wedge cut in half, 1/2 of a small pineapple cut into 1.5-inch chunks. Heat grill to medium high. In a large bowl, combine the brown sugar, chili powder, cumin, 2 teaspoons of oil, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Add the pork and toss to combine. In medium bowl, combine onion, pineapple, and remaining tablespoon of oil. Thread pork, onion and pineapple onto 8 skewers and grill, turning occasionally until the pork is cooked through 8 to 10 minutes. And then they've got a test kitchen tip. Turn any leftovers into a satisfying salad or sandwich filling. Cut the onion, pineapple, and pork into bite-sized pieces and toss with baby spinach. From Good Housekeeping, a hearty breakfast of roasted potato and chorizo hash. Active time is 20 minutes, total time 45. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss one medium red onion cut into quarter-inch thick wedges, one large sweet potato, and one large yellow potato, each peeled and cut into 3/4-inch chunks. One large poblano pepper, cut into thin 1-inch pieces, and 4 cloves of garlic, which have been smashed, with 2 tablespoons olive oil and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Arrange in an even layer and roast at 425 degrees until golden brown and tender, 25 to 30 minutes. Meanwhile, heat a large non-stick skillet on medium. Add 6 ounces fresh chorizo sausage with the casings removed and cook, breaking up into tiny pieces until browned and crisp around the edges, 5 to 6 minutes. Transfer to a bowl. Add 4 large eggs to the skillet and cook to desired doneness, 3 to 4 minutes, for slightly runny yolks. Toss chorizo with vegetables, then scatter with 2 ounces extra sharp cheddar, which has been coarsely grated. Return to the oven to melt if needed. Serve with eggs and warm tortillas if desired. And serves 4. From Better Homes and Gardens, weeknight chorizo and shrimp paella. You don't need a special pan to make this quick paella, but do make sure to get Spanish-style cured chorizo in the salami section of your deli. So here's what we need. 4 ounces smoked chorizo sausage, cooked with casing removed, cut into 1/2-inch pieces. 1 medium onion cut into thin wedges. 2 stalks of celery, finely chopped. 3 cloves garlic, minced. 2 cups cooked short grain rice, chilled. 1 pound medium in their shells shrimp, peeled and deveined. 1/2 cup of frozen peas. 1 teaspoon of sweet paprika. And 5 to 6 ounces of baby spinach. In a large skillet, heat 1 teaspoon olive oil over medium high. Add chorizo, onion, and celery. Cook 3 minutes. Stir in garlic. Stir in rice. Press down to cover the bottom of the skillet. Do not stir. Cook 2 to 3 minutes or until the rice starts to sizzle and stick to the bottom. Stir in the shrimp, peas, and paprika, scraping the bottom. Cook 4 minutes or until shrimp are opaque, stirring occasionally. Add spinach, stir until wilted, and it serves 4. And they have some rice advice. Short grain calasparra is the choice of rice for paella because it absorbs liquid and flavor well. Chilling it will help yield saccharat, the bottom layer of crispy rice. From Real Simple, an easy dinner of smoky sheet pan salmon and potatoes. Active time 15 minutes, total time 40, and it serves 4. Uses 1 pan, is gluten-free and dairy-free. We need 2 navel oranges, 3 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon smoked paprika, 2 teaspoons dried oregano, 24 ounces baby Yukon gold potatoes halved, 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt divided, 4 6-ounce skin-on salmon fillets patted dry, 2 avocados chopped, 1/2 cup loosely packed fresh cilantro leaves, and 1/4 cup fresh lime juice from 4 limes. Preheat oven to 425, zest 1 orange to yield 1 teaspoon, and place the zest in a small bowl. Remove rind from the oranges and cut flesh into segments. Place segments in a medium bowl. Add oil, paprika, and oregano to the orange zest. Stir to combine. Toss potatoes with 2 tablespoons of oil mixture and 3/4 teaspoon salt on a parchment-lined, large-rimmed baking sheet. Bake until golden and mostly tender, about 25 minutes. Sprinkle salmon with 1/2 teaspoon salt and rub with remaining 1.5 tablespoons of the oil mixture. Place salmon skin side down on the baking sheet with the potatoes. Bake until salmon is cooked to desired degree of doneness, 12 to 15 minutes for medium. Meanwhile, add avocados, cilantro, lime juice, and remaining 1/4 teaspoon salt to the orange segments. Stir to combine. Serve over the salmon and potatoes. I must say, it makes a pretty looking dish. From Southern Living, Bourbon Cider Mule. This is a cocktail. Combine 1/4 cup bourbon, 1/4 cup filtered apple cider, and 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice in a cocktail shaker filled with ice. Shake vigorously until chilled, so you can call it a workout. Vigorously until chilled, about 30 seconds, and strain into a copper mug or a rocks glass filled with ice. Top with 1/2 cup of non-alcoholic ginger beer and garnish with a lime wheel and an apple slice. Active and total time, both 5 minutes. This makes 1 serving. And to make it a mocktail, no alcohol, this light and fizzy drink also tastes great without the bourbon. From Woman's Day, Ultimate Patty Melts. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time is 20, and it serves 4. We need 1 pound ground beef chuck, kosher salt and pepper, 1/3 cup of mayonnaise, 8 thin slices of rye bread, 6 thin slices Swiss cheese, 1 cup caramelized onions, and 6 thin slices of American cheese. Shape beef into 4 thin patties slightly larger than slices of bread. Heat a large cast iron skillet on medium high. Season patties with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook 2 minutes per side. Transfer to a plate. Wipe out the skillet and return to medium-low heat. Spread mayonnaise on 1 side of each slice of bread. In 2 batches, place 2 slices of bread, mayonnaise side down, in the skillet. Top each with 1.5 slices of Swiss cheese, 1 beef patty, 1/4 cup caramelized onions, 1.5 slices American cheese, and 2nd slice of bread, mayonnaise side up. Place small skillet wrapped in foil on top of the sandwiches to press and cook until bread is golden brown and crisp, 3 minutes per side. From Good Housekeeping, healthy afternoon snacks for any taste. 3 options, sweet and nutty. Spread nut butter on a rice cake. Add mashed raspberries and chia seeds. A sushi stand-in. On a square of dried seaweed, layer slices of cucumber, avocado, and smoked salmon, then drizzle with sriracha and apple crisp. Top a slice of cosmic crisp apple with a dollop of cottage cheese, a slice of radish, and chives. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latchaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions, call us 919-832-5138. Bye now.